of Radio 1, WTLC AM 1310 The Light, and its management.
This is Dr. Virginia Kane, Director of the Marion County Public Health Department. We are proud to sponsor Medically Speaking. The Marion County Public Health Department is dedicated to serving you and the needs of our community. So stay tuned right here for information and your comments and questions on Medically Speaking.
Good morning and welcome to Medically Speaking on AM 1310 The Light, sponsored by your Marion County Health Department. I'm your host, Dr. Lauren Harden, chiropractor and owner of Body Mechanics Health and Wellness, and associate of Dr. Kenneth Ackles, chiropractic physician. We are located at 3266 North Meridian, Suite 508. You can give us a call there at 317-926-4623. Good morning and welcome to the new year. You know, New Year's is like my least favorite holiday always and forever because I'm like, we build up all this anticipation for this big change, and a new year, new you is such a thing right now. And it's like, in a couple weeks, what we're going to be doing. Hopefully, we'll still be living in our new skins, but it was funny because I saw something on Facebook that was like, it was on the 31st, and they were like, it was a status from one of my friends, and they were like, oh, I'm expected to meet a whole bunch of new people tomorrow. Hopefully, I recognize you. Speaking ironically, because you are still in your same skin, unless you really went all the way and got yourself a new self. But, you know, I want to be encouraging, but at the same time, I also want to be realistic. This is 2019. It is a new year, but we are just going to continue into living our best lives from 2018, right? Because you can't leave all back. You try and take only the good and bring it over into 2019, right? Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, good morning and welcome to January. I feel like the year always flies because I'm only here a couple of times a month. And so next month it'll be a fast month, I'm sure. But this morning we are talking about health, wellness, and living in your 2019 goals. How do you make them stick? And we have the perfect person to help us come and make those changes. Of course, I'm talking about Miss Erica Ballard. Mrs., because you got married last year. Wait, so is there a name? Did you change your name? Or are you still going to be Erica Ballard Health?
So I'm still going to be Erica Ballard Health because my middle name will become, or my last name will become my middle name. Okay. I haven't changed it yet because I went to Peru for a month.
Okay.
And we went like 4 weeks after we got married, and the passport game. No.
Oh, yeah.
So I just
have to. Okay.
This year.
So we still have currently Erica Ballard Health here this morning with us. And we love having Erica on because she gives us all the most realistic health and wellness tips. And that's what we want. We want something that is not going to give us too much guilt, goals that are going to be not easily attained, but a challenge, but a achievable challenge, right? So that's what we're talking about this morning. And we're also going to be talking about your new podcast. New, because you started it last year, but it's new to us, right? Mm-hmm. And it's called The Full Plate.
Yeah, and you're going to come on it.
I am. I'm so excited. Yeah. Yes, so that's what we're talking about. If you guys have any, you guys want to call up and tell us about your New Year's resolutions or tell us your opinions on resolutions and why you think they work and they don't work, give us a call at 317-239-1300. 10. Okay. This morning, resolutions. Do you have any, Erica?
So I, like you, I'm like, ugh, New Year's. I do have a couple things that I am really looking to improve because this is the one thing that is like drives me nuts about New Year's resolutions is we're always trying to fix what happened in 2018.
Yes.
And I'm like, your goals should be exciting, which means you have to want to do something different or want to do something new and exciting. And so instead of trying to fix anything in 2018, because that happened, mm-hmm. is how can I live my best life in 2019? And one of the things we were talking about beforehand is setting intentions before my meetings.
Yes.
So any gathering I'm going to, I want to be able to get really present and show up because, I mean, with phones and information and all of these distractions, like, I'm not fully there when I'm there.
Yes.
And then I think that that's why for me, I at times get unfulfilled, and I see it in my clients all the time. Like, they get unfulfilled, and then they're looking for food or drink or whatever it is, because you're not really there with the people that you want to be with.
Yes. So that, I think that you hit on a really good point, bringing in, you know, we always start off thinking of 2018 and kind of what we want to change in 2019, but that's bringing your problems into the new year. And so already you start off behind. Right? Kind of, because you're already thinking, okay, I need to be better than last year, which really, if you just set the right goals, that is going to manifest itself and happen naturally, because hopefully the goals that you're setting for yourself are ones that will bring you up into a higher form of living life and, you know, setting your intentions so that you can be productive in the year, right?
Yeah, and you said a really interesting word, manifestation. I know people think it's like can be really woo-woo or whatever you want to call it. But the reality is your brain wants you to succeed.
Yes.
Like, that's its goal, is for you to live whatever it is that you think that you should be living. So when you set a goal to do something positive, your brain goes and tries to find it.
Yes.
So that's why, like, a lot of times you set the goal at the new year and then you look like 6 months down and you're like, how did that happen? Like,
right. How
did that happen? It's because if you set these really positive goals and goals in the present and things like that, your brain will actually try to get you in that space.
Yes.
As long as you're taking a couple steps throughout the week to get you there. Do you know what I mean?
Yes. And so thoughts are very, very important. I think all your health and wellness, really all life goals, period, start with your thoughts. And I'm reading Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill right now. I'm revisiting this book and I love it because it definitely emphasizes the power of your thoughts and thinking and how successful people just have a different way of thinking. They are not necessarily not met with failure, but they don't see it as such. And it's just a stumbling block. And I think that that's very important when you are thinking about your resolutions, because there are going to be some failures on the way, right? We're not here to sell you guys dreams. You have your own dreams, right? Like, it's going to take some work, and there are going to be some boundaries that you meet. And what do you do when you meet those boundaries?
So the one thing I want to say, and what I think is so important to follow up, is I think when it comes to our health, we say that our biggest barriers are time and money.
Yes.
But they're not.
Yes.
Their mindset, which you just went over, like whether or not you believe you can or can't. And sometimes consciously we know, a lot of times subconsciously we don't. And then our expert choice.
Yes.
So the person that we follow, is it a person who lives the life you want to live? Do they have the body that you want to, like, truly the body that you want? Like, I don't want a six pack.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, for me, Same. It's too much effort. And I don't
responsibility. Who's keeping that up? I mean, if you do, more power to you. You are the bomb. But honestly, for myself and for you, I'm with you with there.
And it's not like for me, that's not the body I want either. It's not it's not, personally, right? But like, if you have it, oh, God bless you. But
yes.
I think that is one of the big ways for you to move forward past, you know, the challenges that happen is that you're going after and following and seeking advice from people who were like, look like how you want to look, or act the way you want to act, or have the family or the life that you want to live. Because
yes.
a lot of times we go after people and follow and ask for advice from people who, you know, like, don't go get money advice from someone that's broke.
Yes.
Yep. Like, so don't go get health advice from someone who isn't getting to where you want to go.
Yes.
And so I think that that's a really big piece that people don't talk about as much, because yes, positive thoughts really matter. And I think reframing and really thinking, what can you do? How can you move forward? Being honest with yourself, but also get inspired.
Yes. Yes. And this is why people say, oh, read, or, you know, go and listen to somebody talk, do a lecture. You know, we don't get, if you're not in school, you are oftentimes not actively trying to learn something new. You are finding yourself in your schedule and you're finding your way to get through life to make it to your next break. I know personally, I live and work break to break. So even now, right now, I'm thinking about I'm going to work really hard for the next few months because in May, I'm going to go on a vacation. And so we're thinking in cycles like that anyway. And so we want to make sure that we are staying present and living and making sure that we are meeting our step, reaching our steps. And so planning is a good part of making your goals a reality, making your dreams a reality, however you want to, you know, word this, planning your steps, and then actually being present, like you said, and enjoying the process and realizing that you are in the process. I feel like a lot of people forget that they are in the process, and that's all the time type of situation, right?
Oh my gosh. Okay, so this is a thing I tell people a lot is Rome wasn't built in a day.
Yes.
And it's still being built.
Yes.
So.
And maintained, because yeah. I've been there. And they got constructions in the streets. This is the place that you guys want to go. And it's a work in progress always. That's awesome.
Yeah, you have to give yourself grace. This is the thing that always drives me bananas is like, we all want to get healthy because we want to be free. Free from the obsession in our head, free from the chatter, free from food, free from, you know, weight, free from all these things. Mm-hmm. And yet we think we can get there through shackles.
Yes.
We think we can get there by saying don't, holding down, buckling. And it's like, you have to live the life you want to get the results. And I swear, if you're like, I can have that cookie, 9 times out of 10, you're not actually going to want 10 cookies because yes. You let yourself have one. So it's just this really interesting dynamic of how we've painted keeping our resolutions, keeping our health up to par or where we want it is we have these beliefs that that it has to be hard, that it has to be challenging, that it has to hurt. And look, like you said, it will take work.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not nearly as hard as we made it out in our mind. And that's going just back to the thoughts and the mindset piece is you've decided it's hard before you even started.
Yes. Yes. And so it is. And so it is. Like, and that's point, period, and blank. It's going to be harder. Now, if you have a more positive outlook, and like, I hate positive is the only word I can think of right now. If you think of another word, please jump in, because I feel like everything in this world is so positive and negative. It's so up and down. It's so yin and yang. And that's the truth. That's the way that nature kind of works, is reaction and opposite, you know, reaction mm-hmm. to balance out. But negativity and positivity are just words. And there have been plenty of positive things that have come out of negative situations. And so I like to think that the mindset don't stay there. I don't think that just because it's a negative situation that nothing can be born from it. And we get stuck there. If once you say you're changing your diet, once you get away from that diet for about a week, it's I tried and it was hard and couldn't do it. But in reality, you have a reset whenever you want, literally whenever you want. I could think right now, I'm going to reset. I'm going to start again. Like if I decided not to drink coffee in the morning, I'm going to start tomorrow. and you have, but that goal on your mind frame is the thing that you want to emphasize in your life. It's always on your mind. And so you can overcome it. It's just having the strength to actually put action with that goal, right?
Yeah, and here's the thing, newsflash, guys, you're going to fail. Like, you're going to screw up. Something's not going to go the way you want. Like, prime example, this morning I thought I would get up at, like, 6:30. But you know what? I went to Loco, mm-hmm. and I ate some chips, and I drank some wine. And so I was out later than expected. Mm-hmm. But I didn't beat myself up when I woke up at 7:30 today. I was like, okay, this happened. I'm resetting. I'm going to the gym. I'm shifting my schedule. Because the thing is, not only will you falter, because you're supposed to, because you learn from that type of failure and from those steps. But also, people have to know that, like, you can't be positive all the time. You're not supposed to be.
Yes.
You don't even know what positivity is unless you would, like, feel the low. So you look at these people on Instagram, and they're, like, smiling, and they're, like, in a beach in a bikini, and they're running, and it's like, okay, but you know what? They could have been crying before that photo. They could probably, I can tell you they're going to cry after that photo at some point in their journey.
Yes.
And like the lows and the dips are normal. It's that piece you said when you get stuck.
Yes.
Don't get stuck. And that doesn't mean pop out in 2 minutes. I mean, you got to do a lot of work to get to a place where you can pop out in 2 minutes. But if you get back on the horse 2 days later, like, that's a success.
Yes.
And celebrate it.
Yes.
Like, be proud of yourself, because
yay.
Most people don't. And if you do, Man, that is really, really, really great. And I think that we're like all in, all out type of society.
Yes.
But that just...
It's not real. It's not like that. No, for some people it is. But for most of us, it is not. And it sounds like we are going to a commercial break. And we are going to be coming back to you guys with more information. We're going to be talking about these goals. So please give us a call. 317-239-1310. And we're going to see you after this break. This is Medically Speaking.
Each day, the Marion County Health Department works to make Indianapolis the nation's healthiest city through its educational...
Welcome back to Medically Speaking on AM 1310 The Light, sponsored by your Marion County Health Department. This is your host, Dr. Lauren Harden, and I'm here with Mrs. Erica Ballard, life coach from Erica Ballard Health. And we are talking about New Year's resolutions, just giving you guys like an open discussion between she and I about how we feel about goals and... kind of people's barriers to reaching their goals, excuse me, when it comes to New Year's resolutions, because we put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect and to make the change. And who knows which change is going to be the change to make all the other changes fall in place. But that's what we're looking for, is kind of like a fountain effect of change and newness when it comes to the new year. But we kind of run into the issues of being human, right? And being real and not being able to not be the person that we seek, but the realization that the person that we seek to be might be a little bit more challenging and more difficult to be based off of the goals that we choose, right? And so that's what we're talking about this morning. If you guys want to call with your questions, your concerns, your opinions, or if you want to call and say Happy New Year, you can give us a call at 317-239-1310. And so one of the things, as we are like talking about goals and New Year's, of course, this year I have goals for this show, Medically Speaking, and I'm going to be giving you guys more information about health and wellness around the community. That's one of my goals for the show. I want to make sure that you guys have access to the things that you want to get health-wise. And if I know about it, or if you know about it, feel free to call up and let me know about it on the radio. But one of the things that I have committed to this year is a community service day for my business. Therapy After Hours is a event that I host once a month, or once every other month. Hey, thanks. And so, and basically I just come to a location and I provide chiropractic services, therapy. You know, it could be an assessment, it could be an adjustment, it could be a little massage. It's, you know, it's community service, and I want to see as many people as I can, and so it's limited, but it is something for a lot of people that do most of the time nothing for various reasons. They might be scared financially, might not have insurance, whatever the reason might be. But I will be announcing these community service therapy after hours on the radio, and you guys can definitely come check me out at the locations where I host them. And so the first one is going to be this month. It's going to be at First Baptist North, on the west side off of Martin Luther King, not too far from here. And it is going to be the third Saturday of this month. I'm going to remind you guys next week as well as get a flyer out. But you guys can come and meet me and definitely come and get some therapy and some treatment. And so...
I just need to say that those after hours are great, as someone who has gone to them. And it's not just me. My husband was like, okay.
Yes.
It's great.
Love, love, love. Yes. And so we want to make sure that I'm doing my part. Not just to, you know, I'm a business person. And so obviously I want to have a successful business. But community is extremely important to me. And there are some things that I do in community. And I know that the law work like this. What I put in, I will get out. And that is what I am planning to do. I want to help you guys so that I can benefit the city more. Okay. And so that's my little announcement and my little commercial for a little second. And we're going to get back to talking about our health and wellness goals. And so a lot of people only think about physically, like nutrition and weight goals. Those are the most common New Year's resolutions we have. But what about business goals? We are both business women, and we are you know, trying to grow our businesses. This is extremely stressful, don't you think?
I was like, is that rhetorical?
I kind of want to get your opinion on that, weigh in. But yes, it's extremely stressful. And people don't realize how the stress of other things weigh in on their health. And so balance is extremely important, right?
And I think it's, too, when you say balance, just recognizing that it probably doesn't look like the way you think it looks. So business owner, career, whatever it is, like a big thing I've been really digging into, as you mentioned, community, and right now we're talking about purpose, really, is when we think about our health, like blue zones are the places where people live the longest. So where they're living 100 plus in really high numbers. And when you look at it, the food looks different across the board.
Yes.
The way that they move is actually walking, right? It's really just moving, like just walking. The big thing that comes up over and over is community. Mm-hmm. So coming out to these events, being around people, chatting, having people to lean in, ask questions to, feeling comfortable, and also purpose. And that, you don't have to own a business to have purpose. You can have purpose in your career. You can have purpose in your family. And I think getting really clear about what you want that to be actually does tangentially help your health in a huge way.
Yes.
And so I just wanted to full circle it here. but I think we really need to think about, where do we want to be? Who do we want to be? What does it want to look like? For me personally, when I set these goals too, I don't necessarily set I want 100 leads or I want to do these things. It's really like, where do I want to be with my business?
Yes.
And then I allow and trust that, you know, God, spirit, whatever you want to call it, right, will help guide me there if I'm listening to the cues.
Yes.
So like for me, I'm opening up a corporate wellness program and I'm really, really excited.
Yeah. Okay.
And I'm really excited about it because for me, I think that health can be confusing. I think bringing it allow me to be more impactful. It also allow me to create that community piece, have the conversations that other corporate wellness, I just think most of them are not that good. Sorry. is so having conversation about community and food and all that. And so, that's my goal, but I have out there, hey, I would, you know, maybe I want 30 clients, right, by the end of the year. But I'm trusting that I will get to where I want to go if I put it out there, and it could look the way I want it to look, and it could not. But you have to recognize that, like, you're the negatives that we were talking about earlier, that feedback, that just means you got to get back in line.
Yes.
And it'll get you towards your goals, whatever they are.
Yes. A failure is just a different direction. Like, that's all it. And most of the books that I read say that in one way or another. Like, a failure is like a fork in a road, is which way are you going to go? And really, either way could put you where you want to be. You just have to be present in that time. And you cannot let your thoughts control, the thoughts at the moment control the projection that you could go. You can't be scared. There is no fear.
Yeah, and I think you are fearful and you do it anyways.
Yeah, oh, that's true. That I love that. That's even better. You are fearful, but you do it anyway. Write that down, Simone. I think I should write that down. I need a pen. But yes, and so that's important because resilience. Like any type of successful person will tell you that their success did not come easily. It came at there was a resilience about themselves, like not taking no for an answer or, you know, taking a situation and making it your own. That is what we should be doing when it comes to the passions that we have. And I love that we have made it to this point in the conversation because you're right. You don't have to own a business to be passionate. You can have a job and have something that you love to do. Making time for that thing that you love to do, or having your job or your career feed into your passion. Like everything that you do should work into the goals that you have, whether or not it's specific to your specific goal. Does that make sense?
100%.
Okay.
Like, my whole thing is life is supposed to be fun.
Yes.
Like, you should be doing the things you love. You should be doing things you're passionate about. But again, to understand what fun is, you might have to go through the dips and the lows to get there. So really incorporating those things that you love to do in your life, knowing that you're going to get that feedback, is really, really important. I think of it like this, is when you set that goal, that purpose, that passion, whatever it is that you're going after, is like a missile hitting a target. Mm-hmm. So when the target moves, the missile moves.
Yes.
Right?
That's true.
And it gets pushed back. Like if it's underwater, like it's going to have to move in that direction. It's going to get a little help and a little resistance, but it'll find its target, but it needed the feedback of the move in order to, you know what I mean?
To adjust. Oh, here we go with the word of the day. Chiropractors, we love the word adjust. It adjusts. You adjust in life. Literally, life is an adjustment. Everything that changes about you requires an adjustment. That's externally environment. That's internally physiology. Your body will adjust, and it is your job to be the main influence on that adjustment. That's where you take back your control. The adjustment's going to come in whatever way that it comes. That's just what it does. But you have to shift. You have to control that shifting. You have to say, okay, this is something that may have happened out of my control, but I'm going to take back control and bring it back into my little, you know, my little box where I can handle and, you know, make what I need to make out of this situation. I love that. Yes. Missiles. See, we're talking military. We're talking, you know, you could get any kind of analogy that because it's so change happens all the time.
Yeah.
It's evident.
And I think so I've taken this stance recently is yes, some things are out of your control, but in the past year I've taken radical responsibility for all of my actions. So what that means to me is everything happens to me is my fault.
Yes.
So if I get hit, by a car, which happened for the record, not hit by a car, I hit a car. Like I was in an accident.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously that's my fault, but it's like, it's my fault. Like if I get hit by a car, it's my fault. Like if the brake, if the plane is late, somehow it's my fault. And it sounds crazy,
yes,
but you just need to understand the role that you played, because you have to recognize that the world is happening for you. And by taking the radical responsibility, like I was running a little late here today and I'm like, this is on you.
Mm-hmm.
This is on, and that's the obvious stuff. But it's like when someone shows up late, when the results don't look the way that you want them to, when you're, you know, all of these things, just own it. Say, what piece did I play in it? Because it might not be that you actually took part in the action, but you took part in the response.
Yes, yes. And you know what that sound means? Another commercial. Okay, we are going to be back. These things, Darren always offers to change the commercials. I'm like, nah, it's good. But maybe next time we might. Because we're getting into the good parts. And now we have to go to commercial. But that's all right. See you later. Medically Speaking on AM 13th in the Light. Welcome back to Medically Speaking on AM 1310 The Light, sponsored by your Marion County Health Department. I'm your hostess, Dr. Lauren Harden, chiropractor and owner of Body Mechanics Health and Wellness, a mobile chiropractic business, and associate of Dr. Kenneth Ackles, chiropractic physician. We are located at 3266 North Meridian, Suite 508. You can give us a call there at 317-926-4623. Good morning and welcome to the first show of the year for me, medically speaking. And we are talking, of course, about New Year's resolutions and goals, but kind of giving you advice from another point of view, from not, I don't want to say a failure's point of view, but a realistic point of view, and knowing that a failure does live inside of you, inside of all of us. But that person is suppressed when it comes to your dreams, your goals, and whatever you want to do in this new year, in every new year, really. And so we're here with life coach Erica Ballard from Erica Ballard Health, and we are discussing, what do you do to keep these goals going? And so we kind of hit, and we, of course, when Erica's in the studio, she and I can get on plenty of tangents because we love health talking. But kind of to bring it back, we want you guys to know that it's evident. You're going to start these goals. You're going to come into roadblocks and boundaries when it comes to your New Year's resolutions. But know that you're okay in this space. that it's okay to be here and to be imperfect, right?
Yeah, I mean, you will be scared. I'm scared. Like, we were just talking on the break. I'm scared a lot. Mm-hmm. And you push through, and then it becomes your new normal. And you get space to do that. You don't have, like you said in the beginning, like, or earlier, is it's not 2 minutes and you rebound. It's like, it can take days, it can take weeks, but as long as you stand back up, and that's, like, that's my thing, as I'm looking around, like, you were kind of joking earlier about, like, new year, new you. And it's, I love being positive. I love it. But, like, when all we do is spout this positivity, we forget in the new year that, like, we have a life to live.
Yes.
And things get in the way of us reaching our goals. But that's okay. It's just a boundary you have to, or an obstacle you have to step over. And that makes you stronger and better.
Yes. Oh, I just had a thought. So you know how people like plan out these goals and they're like, look, this is how you get real. You know somebody's talking real when they, you know how. But okay, so we plan these goals and almost everything on your paper is going to be do better this or don't eat this. I mean, the language that you look at your paper, look at the language that you use when you're making your goals, first off. Do's, nots, and don'ts, that's, you know, you gotta kind of, yes, it's too much pressure. But also, as much as you plan for the positive things that you want to happen in life, nobody ever plans to, you know, for the negative things. You don't know what they're going to be, but you have to know that in a world that is built on balance, that was created in, you know, with balance in mind, you have to know that there are some negative things that are going to come. It just is inevitable, right? Have you ever had, like, a full year where everything that happened to you was positive? Everything that happened to me in 2018 was for my good. Now, at the end of the year, you can look back and say that you had a great year or that you overall didn't have a great year. But it takes a whole 364 days for you to make that comment or that assumption, or you know what I mean? So do you plan? How can you plan for everything?
So that's the thing, is I don't think you ever plan for the negative. I think that's the conversation you had about, like, the don'ts, the can'ts, the, because what happens, like, my husband always says this, he'll be like, you gotta plan to be late. You gotta do, you know what I mean? You gotta
plan
keep, like,
to
or like plan to, like, for the other shoe to drop, like, be prepared and all that. And there, I get it. I get why people are saying, like, prepare for the other shoe to drop, right? Mm-hmm. But it's like, if you're expecting the negative, you're going to get it, right? So what you really want to do is, I believe, is that give yourself the grace that you need to know that you will succeed anyways.
Grace.
So, yeah, it's one
Love.
Of those things. It's like, it's not I'm going to fail, but it's like, I'm going to succeed, which is actually you preparing for the negative because you're recognizing that things will happen
Yes. And
I will persevere, right?
There you go.
And that's the piece that you...
There you go.
Yeah, the proverbial you really needs to really be focusing on, because if we know it's inevitable, we know it's going to happen, then we just tell our brains, we tell ourselves, like, no, girl, I got this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see it over there. Yeah, I see the madness going over to the left butt, and I'm looking at it, but my mind is already on the right side of the road. And so that is what we're talking about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is being, you can look at it and look at it, and that's a part of facing the fears associated with being great and being your best self, is you look at it in the face and you like, I see you there and I see that you exist, and I am ignoring you anyway because this is not in my purpose to go in this direction with you. I can't go down this path because I already see what is going on. What I want to do is acknowledge and respect the situation at hand, and then to go in the opposite direction or to choose a different way to accomplish the goal. So I think that's really important, and that's a gem if you want to write that down. I should be writing things down, but hey. So... again, this morning we're talking about New Year's resolutions, New Year's goals, and being a new you, but also looking like the same you, but kind of doing something new.
Like a 2.0 version.
Yes.
Perhaps, right?
2.0. Everything is upgrading. Technology is so prevalent here, and you have to upgrade yourself just like your iPhone.
Yeah, we're the iPhone 10 version of ourselves.
Yes, yes. And so we are so excited. So let's talk about, let's switch just a little bit. Let's talk about the Full Plate. Tell us about the Full Plate and your podcast, and how can we listen to you, and what are we listening for?
So, I just love the podcast because it's very similar to this conversation. I bring on people who really have something to say, are really wonderful at health. I do the work. I would make the argument I do the work for people to find that expert. So when I was talking about mindset, an expert being the biggest challenge is I have worked on the other side for 10 years. I remember I sold you a lot of the lies because I bought into them. Mm-hmm. I went to Tufts Medical. I spent all the money on learning how to read, research, and do all these things. And so what I really try to do is understand where people are coming from, what they're thinking, and then bring these experts to people.
Yes.
Because I think when we are trying to get healthy, you can get lost on the internet.
Yes. Google, your best friend, and believe it or not, your enemy, because it will have you tripping. Like, you don't know what all you know is your signs and symptoms, and you can come up with at least 20 different diagnoses off of that alone.
Well, it's like the unconscious bias, right? Like when you think you're sick, you're going to Google things that will show you that you're sick.
Yes.
But you don't actually think that that's what you're doing.
Yes.
Because you're like, no, but I'm trying to get healthy. So the podcast, it's really built on how can we live our best life? I only have people on where it's applicable, mm-hmm. where I use them. There's a lot of people on there that I personally use. And trust with my body and with others and clients and people I send to. And so we really do break down like how to handle pain. We'll talk about when you come on about chiropractor and what to look for and how that science
yes.
works. What to look for when you're eating, looking for food, how like the mindset you need around food, like how to get excited about these things. And so for me, it's just so fun because I'm an avid learner. Mm-hmm. So it's one way to meet really cool people and learn a lot of things. But it's also another way that I can give back this information that I'm learning and taking in because it's free. It's on iTunes. It's on Spotify. It's on like all of the platforms. And it's a free podcast. It's like under an hour. So you can
yes.
take it in on your drive. And I love it.
Yes. And so if one of your goals is to listen to a new podcast, if one of your goals is to become a healthier version of yourself, and this is well-rounded, like this is not just nutrition, this is chiropractic. I think, do you do like alternative as well as mm-hmm. Western medicine?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's important because we're now in a phase or an age where more people are seeking more natural solutions, and that's going to be diet. Sorry if that makes you sad, but your external environment, food is one of the most prominent things that we interact with in every day. You might not always interact with a toxin in the air, but you will interact with food every day, hopefully, prayerfully. And if you don't, I'm praying for you for sure that you get some good nutrition and that we provide better nutrition for those of us that have the means and those of us that don't have the means, you know. So just looking out, and that speaks to your community as well. So podcast, I love the idea because it helps you grow your following as well as makes your community smaller because these are all local practitioner providers, right? Or no?
No, they're around the country. And the big piece of it is just I want to be able to help people get information
mm-hmm.
that they can actually use. And for me, when I started down this journey, and this is why I like talking with you so much, is we need to break it down in a way where it feels like where you can take it in. Because so much of health out there is spoken to people who are 5 steps down the road. Like, what the heck is the microbiome? Stop saying the word the microbiome.
Yes.
Like,
come on, gut. Let people know. Doctors, if you are listening to me, talk to people like you want it, like the way you learned it. I feel like that's how I like to talk to people. Because for one, if I'm using all these terms, then I might forget what I'm talking about, but there's no way my patients will know what I'm talking about if I'm using all these words. So yes, please take Erica's advice. Stop using these words.
Well, it's just, we get, And I was guilty of this too. And at times I still am. The white coat syndrome. You get somebody who's in front of you. They're like whether they're an expert or they're totally, you know, you hear that they're an expert and you get scared to ask those questions. And it's like, you have to, but it's easier for the person if you allow it to be more accessible.
Yes.
Because you get into the profession, doctor, health coach, nurse, whatever it is, because you really want to help people.
Yes.
But then you get kind of indoctrinated by the people that you're with all the time. And it's just a reminder to pull back out. And so for me, it's like, if someone says probiotic, I'm like, hold up, what's a probiotic? Okay, what is the microbiome?
What does that look like in the store? Like, that's the disconnect. Mm-hmm. You can tell, I mean, you probably need some, you know, a round of probiotics and start to get it. But what does that look like? What does that look like in my food? Do I need to go to a special place to get it? Like, what is the most...
Refrigeration?
Yes. Oh, my goodness. Like, probiotics, those of you that are taking them right now, are they in the refrigerator? Like, that's important that the temperature of them matters, especially as they enter your system, because that is the chemistry. That is how the drugs interact with yours, you know.
Right. But not everything that's in the refrigerated section is a good probiotic.
And that's true. And so that's why you need Erica. You really need Erica to be coming to the store with you. You really need her to be in your emails, seeing what you eat every day. You know, because we need this advice. And that is one of the purposes of this show. And this is why we have Erica on this show, because we're going to make it plain for you. We're going to try our best to and help you understand it how we learned to understand it, right?
Yeah. I mean, I think health just has to be accessible. And that's what I think this entire conversation, I mean, that's what we talk about on The Full Plate, but that's what this entire conversation is about, is you're going to hit roadblocks. You are going to, you're going to also succeed. You're going to want, there's just so many things that can happen for you. And as long as you are cognizant of the fact that you are enough as you are and that you can do the things, then we're going to be good. But we got to do a lot of that work. And then that's when so much good can happen.
Okay. It looks like we do have a caller this morning. Good morning. How you doing, Carol?
I'm well. How are you all doing?
We are good.
That's good. Yeah, I was just sitting here listening to you all, listening as often as I can, and I'm always thankful and proud of my young people that are in their education and sound like you all going to do well in life, and I just want to encourage you all.
Thank you.
Got good information, and I'm listening.
I'm glad.
And I'm going to follow those up. Places that you are going to be going after hours.
Oh, therapy, yes, community service, therapy after hours. I'm going to announce it again next week because I'll be on at 10 o'clock, but it's going to be the third Saturday of this month. What date is that?
I think that's the 19th.
The 19th, and it's going to be at First Baptist Church, North Indianapolis, 880 West 12th.
And I probably won't get to make that one, but as you announce more and more, I'm going to try to make it. And you all continue. And the main thing, too, y'all keep God in front of you.
Amen.
Yeah, I'd like to hear more of that.
Yes. And I will be doing a show on spiritual health this year. See, I got it. I'm anticipating
okay.
I Miss Carol.
I can tell when you talk. You got it. You all are very got good information.
Thank you.
And sound like you like what you're doing, and you're all going to do well.
Thank you. We appreciate that.
Y'all just keep on doing what you're doing. And you might not thank people for listening, but we're listening, and it's good for us to call and encourage you all, too, sometimes.
Thank you. Yes, we love to hear from you.
Proud of you all. As black young ladies, you're doing a good job, and y'all just keep on.
Thank you so much.
Okay, then. Nice talking to you all.
Nice talking to you, too. We'll be, look, listen up, and I'll see you at a therapy after hours sometime soon.
Okay, and I will make myself known.
All right.
Okay. Thank you all.
Have a good day.
So there's one thing I just wanted to say is, one, it's January 20th, but also talking about God, spirit, spiritual health is, when it comes to your health, that matters too.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
It matters so much more than we want to, we being like the health community want to talk about, because people feel some sort of way about it when it comes to science. But when you look at the people that live the longest, they are faith-filled people.
Yes.
And I think that if we don't start having that dialogue, which is why I'm so excited for your episode on it, is we're going to be missing out, just like with purpose, community, spirituality. Like, these are the things that keep you alive, living well, not just quantity wise in numbers, but like really living your best life.
Yes. Excuse me. No, and I 100% agree, which is why I definitely wanted to make sure that we did a topic on it this year, is spiritual health. And we're not talking about religion, because I go to church and I see that people my age are really kind of struggling with religion right now, but they want to be spiritual. And so definitely going to touch on that topic and hopefully get some more people thinking more, because it is manifestation. There's a spiritual component of manifestation, because there's sometimes your mindset has to be so overrun with positive thoughts that, like we said, you have to be looking at the negativity to the left and thinking, right, I'm going right, but always having it in your mindset. And so spirituality without faith, and without even faith in yourself, the faith in God, faith in whatever higher power you choose to believe in, like, that faith is a driving force to push that positivity. And that is all that is. So we're definitely going to talk about that as we are coming up on the last few minutes of this show. Try not to be like a little spoiler, but we're definitely we're hitting on that topic. So make sure you tune in. But I want to thank you for coming in again, Erica. We're going to have you again, of course, hopefully maybe halfway through the year, to check in and see if people are still motivated with their goals. Oh, we're going to check in and we're going to check in. I think I decided that my last show in December, I'm going to check in again, because I'm holding you guys accountable. If I'm going to be accountable, I'm holding you guys accountable. And by then I want to know what changed. Like, what did you dedicate your resolutions energy towards the most? Because you start off with about 5 or 6 things, but really a couple of those things will get addressed in the new year, because there are so many components of those things that you haven't even thought about, I promise. And so thank you so much for coming out, Erica. How do we find you real quick?
I play a lot on Instagram, so it's at Erica Ballard Health, or if you want to on Instagram, or if you want to email me, it's Erica@ericaballardhealth. I would love to help and talk to you.
Yes, and if you follow Medically Speaking on Facebook, or if you follow me on Facebook, Lauren E. Harden, then I usually will share Erica's posts, and I will be sharing more of her videos and posts this month, because she is our featured guest. Next week, we're going to be talking about physical fitness. We got Mr. Mike Ford coming in. I heard he's kind of famous in the city. Mr. Mike Ford, personal trainer, is going to be coming in here. I actually don't know what we're going to be talking about, but it will be fitness related. I wonder if he's going to try and take me to like through like a little workout or something.
Yes, man, video that.
I hope not, because the last time I did some squats on live, I was, it was terrible. So we're going to get him in here with some good fitness tips for those of you that want to get physically fit in 2019. I want to thank you for listening to Medically Speaking on AM 1310 The Light, sponsored by your Marion County Health Department. We will be back here next week at 10 a.m. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Medically Speaking on AM 1310.